3 out of Chapman University. The 1-1 foul back. Not a lot of Division 3s out on the West Coast. Get a lot of them here in the Midwest and out East, but Chapman is known as the baseball powerhouse on the West Coast of Division 3. Branson in the hole here at 1-2 in his second game as a Raptor, his first start with the club. He'll have to wait for that two-strike delivery as Robertson gives a pickoff move over to first at Walker Buchanan. The 1-2 pitch from Robertson incoming. Popped up on the infield. It will stay in the field of play near the mound. Coming in, a loud Brandon Sanchez. The third baseman makes the catch to retire the side. A leadoff single from Chris Arroyo was wiped off the bags on a double play ball hit into by Orlando Lordoy, and they leave a two-out hit-by-pitch of Walker Buchanan on the bases. To the seventh we go in game one of this doubleheader. Growlers 4, Raptors 3, right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Andy Ockham for WFHR back in the top of the seventh inning in this doubleheader from Winterfield. First pitch to Brody Akers of the Kalamazoo Growlers, misses low for ball one. Seth Creasy, the junior from Freed-Hardeman University in Henderson, Tennessee, in his second outing as a Raptor in his Winterfield debut. The 1-0. Fastball that's on the outer edge for a strike. It's 4-3 Growlers, 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the visitors, and for your Raptors, 3 runs on 4 hits and an error. The 1-1 to Akers misses up and away. Fourth time around in this KZoo order. Brody is 0-3 today, went down looking in the first, flew out to right in the fourth, grounded out 4-1 to end the fifth inning. The 2-1 from the right-hander. Fastball rolled over on the ground, left side to Gotti, has it at third. And he fires a dart across the diamond in time. One up, one down. Couple of three-run innings, the highlight in this one. Kalamazoo got the scoring started by posting a run in the top of the fifth. Rapids added three in the bottom of that frame. On a couple of homers, Gabe Casso, two-run shot. And the seventh home run of the season, a solo jack from Aiden Teal. Then half an inning later, top six, a three-run response from the Growlers, highlighted by a solo home run from Savi Delgado. The first pitch to Delgado, climbing back in, takes a breaking ball outside for ball one. J.C. Dermody, two innings tossed into the bullpen here today. Six hits, four earned runs, no walks and a strikeout on 47 pitches. The 1-0 to Delgado misses upstairs. Seth Creasy's Wisconsin Rapids debut at Lakeshore on the 26th. One inning, two hits, an earned run, no walks or strikeouts facing five hitters. The 2-0. Ripped in the air to right, Lordoy going to his left. He's unable to get near that baseball in time. It is a one-out single for Savi Delgado, and it's a three-hit ball game for the Kalamazoo shortstop. A two-hit ball game making its way into the left-handed batter's box, Gabe Springer. Infield single and scored an inning ago. Springer also singled back in the fourth. Creasy set out of the stretch. First delivery out of the slide step, bouncing off the protector of Casso, and staying put at first is Savi Delgado. We'll do another seven-inning game here tonight. It will start after 6:35, 30 minutes in between the final out of Game 1 and the first pitch of Game 2. Creasy set the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Creasy faced five hitters in Lakeshore last week. He is a college teammate of fellow Raptor right-hander Houston High, both from the same hometown as well. The 1-1. This is downstairs for ball two. Moore and Juergens, the starters here in Game 1. Another left-hander will get the ball for Kalamazoo in game number two. That would be number 29, Ryan Kraft. Brandon Scott will oppose him for your Raptors. A 2-1, swung on and missed. Creasy back to the fastball. It is two balls and two strikes on the three-hole hitter in the Kalamazoo order. Not too much of a pregame show we'll have here on WFHR in between games. It'll be more of a introducing the lineups post-anthem type of beat. Creasy locks over to first, 10 on the clock, and comes set. The 2-2. He got him swinging. Springer chasing in the dirt. That is out number two here in the seventh inning. Cleanup spot in the order is occupied by Corbin Griffin, who is 1-for-3 in the ballgame. Singled in the fourth inning. Last time up, Griffin, a strikeout victim against Dermody a frame ago. Creasy's first pitch. This is low and outside for ball one. Some Raptors even getting swings in that aren't in the lineup for game one. You see Cashel Duggar walking back to the Raptor dugout right now. He'll be splitting the catching duties with Gabe Casso. 10 on the clock, Creasy's 1-0. Misses out in the right-handed batter's box for ball two. Two balls, no strikes, two outs, and a runner on first. 4-3 Growlers. Raptors have 8-9-1 due up in the home half of the seventh. The 2-0. Ripped in the air, deep right field. Forget about it. Corbin Griffin watches it go and pimps it in the meantime. Those are huge insurance runs for the Growlers here with two down. A no-doubt jack to right field makes it a 6-3 ball game. Home run number four of the ball game, two for each team, giving the Growler bullpen some cushion to work with in the home half of the seventh. Number two on the campaign for Griffin, and the inning extends to Jeremy Comer. Well, it looks like that 7.5 number is on a good pace right now that we've made up here in the press box, looking at the wind blowing out today and how the ball is carried. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Jeremy Comer. Breaking ball on the outer edge, called a strike. Comer reached for the first time in the ballgame an inning ago, hit by a pitch, and scored on the sack fly off the bat of Kevin Krill. The 0-1. This is down in the dirt. Is Miles Beal pinch hitting for the Growlers? The switch hitting Northwood University product. The 1-1 misses inside. 2-1 to Beal. Tapped out in front of the plate, fielded by Casso in fair territory. The catcher will throw to first in time. A two-run jack for Corbin Griffin. Makes it a 6-3 ball game. We head to the home half, and it's time for the Rafters to pump it up with the 8-9-1 spots due up right here from Winter Field on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first items displayed at the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau. And in 1868, you could buy and sell those goods, too. Today, it's considered one of the best fairs in the state. Big-name entertainments included with your admission. And you're invited to the Civic Media Truth Booth. Share your thoughts about the fair, living in the Wausau area, and more. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs July 30th to August 4th in Wausau. Enjoy. I'm Terry Barr.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Do it for the Rafters. It is time to pump it up in the bottom of the seventh inning. They trail the Kalamazoo Growlers in this seven-inning ball game, game one of this doubleheader. 6-3 the score. Dalton Fiveash leading it off against the new pitcher, Donnie Tober. First pitch, missing low for ball one. Andy Ockham, Raptors radio back on WFHR. 6 runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Growlers. 3 runs on 4 hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. Fiveash, the product of Western Kentucky. Into the left-handed batter's box, the Franklin, Kentucky native making his Winter Field debut as he watches that 1-0 delivery miss downstairs. Aaron Robertson for the left-hander. From Everett, Washington, an inning and two-thirds innings pitched, 2 hits, 1 earned run, no walks and a strikeout on 23 pitches thrown. The 2-0 delivery to Fiveash on the outside corner for a strike. Dalton, a pinch hit appearance at Wausau Tuesday night on the 30th, went 0-for-1. Hitting in the spot of Joey Bezidla. Broken bat, 2-1, flare to right field. It's going to get down in front of Comer for a base hit. Dalton Fiveash first hit in the Northwoods League and with the Raptors. It's a huge leadoff knock here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Another pinch hitter, it's Cashel Duggar. I said in the previous inning, these guys are getting reps and swings in for game two. No, they're getting ready to pinch hit in game one. Cashel Duggar hitting in the spot of Gabe Casso, who was 2-for-2. In this ball game, an infield single for Casso in the second. He homered in the fifth. A two-run jack to left center that gave the Raptors a lead. But you're looking at Kirk Schreider. He's electing to go with Duggar in this situation. Cashel now 31 games appeared in on the season. Went 0-for-3 here at home against Wausau on the 31st. Swinging away at the 1-0. In the air. Right field. Forget about it. Off the scoreboard for Cashel Duggar. It is a one-run ball game with nobody out in the bottom of the seventh inning from historic Winter Field. We got a home run horn to hear. Cue the horn, cue Vangabus, cue all the good things here at Witter Field. Both catchers have gone deep here today. A pinch hit jack for Cashel Duggar flips the card to Mason Onati. Mason Onati in the ballgame has reached twice. On a 7-pitch walk in the first and on a fielder's choice in the third. Last time up, a 3-1 put out for the Powell, Ohio native. First pitch breaking ball from Tober, misses low and inside. 389 off the bat of Duggar, his second home run of the season, both here at Witter Field. A 1-0 to Onati, an outer black fastball that's called a strike. For Tober from Hillside, Illinois and Triton College, making his ninth appearance of the season. 1-1 record, 3 saves for the right-hander, and 8 1/3 innings pitched. Those two were his first earned runs allowed all campaign. 1-1 pitch, duck snort, shallow left field, jogging out is the shortstop Delgado to make the catch. One down here in the seventh, and the batter is Aiden Teal. Teal hit a home run back in the fifth inning. His last time up, home run number 7 on the campaign for the Virginia Cavalier. Last time out for Tober, an inning thrown with no hits allowed, a walk and 2 strikeouts facing 4 at Royal Oak in that 7-4 win on the 28th. First pitch to Teal, fastball on the outside corner from the right-hander, that's called a strike. New life here for the Rafters. 2-run homer with nobody out. How about the pinch hitters Dalton Fiveash and Cashel Duggar coming through? The 0-1 breaking ball misses outside. 1 to tie, 2 to win it for the Rafters. They got the best spots in the order up right now to do some damage. The 1-1 in the air, right field. Aiden Teal, he did it. We are tied. Another 2-homer game for the Mahwah, New Jersey kid. You gotta be kidding me. An 8 home run season for Aiden Teal. We are knotted up. Fourth home run of the game for the Rafters. Holy cow. A chance to win it now with just one away. No doubt jack for Aiden Teal. .371 off the bat of Aiden Teal. He hit 2 homers in a game at Copeland Park on the 21st, right before the All-Star break, and he's done it here again on Friday, August 2nd at Witter Field. How about Kirk Schreider starting the inning off, going to the bench. Some great juice from Dalton Fiveash and Cashel Duggar, and the Rafters have a chance to walk off game one. Jorge Degatti 0 for 3 in the ball game. The first pitch in the air, left center field. Back out in front of the track at the wall, jumping is Illich to make the catch. That is one heck of a play from Travis Illich. The ball is flying here in Rapids today. 2 down in the inning. Chris Arroyo got his first hit of the ball game to lead off the 6th inning. This is a good guy to have in the box right now if you want to walk off Jack. Tober on the mound, first pitch to Arroyo, bounced in for ball 1. Chris has that light tower power. Can he put it on display yet again here at Witter Field? Had one walk off this season, that was a Grayson Schaefer single. If the Rafters are going to win it here tonight, it will be on a walk-off knock. I should say today, we're still early in the evening. Game 2. So much excitement to be had here at Witter. Tober the 2-0. Goes off speed and misses outside. He's pitching around Arroyo with Orlando Lordoy on deck. The 3-0. Fastball on the outside corner is called a strike. Still a perfect count for Chris to look for that middle fastball. The 3-1. Fastball in the air, left field. Griffin back in front of the track. He will make the catch. We have extra innings here in game one. To the eighth we go. 6-6 the score right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you can't.
Top eight, some free baseball here at Witter Field. 6-6 the score, a couple of home runs in the bottom of the seventh have granted us extra innings here in game one of the doubleheader. Antonio Parada into the box for Kalamazoo, showing bunt, puts one down to third base on the first pitch he sees. Jorge Degatti gloves and throws to first in time. Extra inning rules here in the Northwoods League. A runner on second to begin extra frames. That being the batter out in the last inning, Miles Beal. He is now on third after that bunt from Parada. Sack bunt from Parada brings up Kevin Krill. Andy Ockham for Rafters Radio. Wisconsin Rapids in game 61 of the season. How about a two-run pinch hit homer from Cashel Duggar off the bench? And then a solo homer to tie it for Maiden Teal. Infield in for the Raptors, Josh Novak into the ball game out of Hillsdale College. First pitch missing up and away to Krill for ball one. Novak on the season, now throwing in four games. Last tossed an inning at Wausau, the ninth inning on Tuesday. The 1-0. Pass ball on the outside corner, called a strike. Six runs on 10 hits, no errors for Kalamazoo. Six runs, seven hits, and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. If the Rafters are going to win game one, it'll be the second walk-off here this season at Witter. The 1-1. In the air, foul down the first base side by Krill. Krill 1-for-2 in three plate appearances on the ball game. A ground out to short in the third, singled in the fifth, and a sack fly back in the sixth. Go back ahead. We'll see if he goes breaking ball on the 1-2. The payoff. Went to the slider, blocked by Duggar. So Cashel stays in the ball game to do the catching, and Dalton Fiveash to second base. Those two began The bottom of the seventh inning off the bench for Wisconsin Rapids. Five Asher broken bat single to right his first hit, not only here at Witter Field, but in the Northwoods League and with the Rafters. The Duggar two-run homer, and then a Teal no doubt solo jack to right. Novak's 2-2. Fastball missing upstairs, holding back is Krill. The count has moved full. Aiden Teal now has two multi-homer games this season. One on the road and one here at home. That's the fourth multi-homer game from Rafter this season. Also saw it from Jake Beauchene and Jack Matthey. The 3-2 popped up, shallow right field. Lordoy coming in on it. I don't think Beal's going to tag. Catch is made. Breaking for home is Beal, but he'll retreat back to third in a wise decision. Two down in the frame and a runner on third. Brandon Sanchez, the last hope for Kalamazoo here in the top of the eighth. Sanchez, an RBI single back in the top of inning six, his first hit in the Northwoods League and with Kalamazoo. Also a sack bunt in the ballgame. Novak, the first base side of the rubber. First pitch to Sanchez. Fastball swung on and missed. When we get to the eighth inning, Chris Arroyo will be the courtesy runner on second. Orlando Lordoy, Walker Buchanan, and Tommy Gulbranson do up for Rapids 5-6-7. The 0-1. This is upstairs on a fastball from Novak to even the count at a ball and a strike. Infield back in regular depth for the 1-1. Fastball painted on the inside corner for a called strike. Novak ahead 1-2. One, two, the count. On third is the courtesy runner, Miles Beal. The payoff pitch. Check swing, tap, foul. Right by the Kalamazoo dugout down the first base side off the bat of Sanchez. We'll do it again. Seth Creasy getting the seventh. Allowed two hits and two earned runs. A two-run jack from Corbin Griffin. Right-hander did not walk. A growler and struck out one on 19 pitches. Josh Novak, though. The fourth arm in the ballgame for Kirk Schreider looking to toss a scoreless top of the eighth inning. The 1-2 pitch. Slider ripped on a line to third. Degatti's got it. That'll end the inning. Scoreless top of the eighth here for Josh Novak. The Rafters are 180 feet away from winning game one of the doubleheader. Don't go anywhere. Bottom of the eighth we go right here on WFHR.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right. The environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead. Ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodded dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right?
Bottom eight. Let's see if the Raptors can walk off game one of the doubleheader. Orlando Lordoy leading things off. Chris Arroyo, the courtesy runner, on second base. Andy Ockham on WFHR welcoming you back into the broadcast booth. A chance for walk-off number two of the season right here at historic Witter Field. 6 runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Growlers. 6 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. Orlando Lordoy 0 for 3 in the ballgame. Both corner infield spots for Kalamazoo. Parada at first and Sanchez at third are peeling in as prior to the first pitch to Lordoy, a pickoff move from the right-hander Donnie Tolber to second base. Tolber gave up those 3 runs in the home half of the seventh. It was 6-3 Growlers. They were 3 outs away from winning the ballgame. Instead, how about a pinch hit, 2-run homer for Cashel Duggar and a solo home run from Aiden Teal. First pitch to Lordoy, showing bunt, puts it down in front of the mound. It's a beauty. Tolber fields the throw to first is in time. Advancing to third is Chris Arroyo. And the batter is Walker Buchanan. Buchanan has reached twice in the ballgame, hit by a pitch in the sixth, drew a four-pitch walk in the second. That is Cody Pachocki, the field manager of the Growlers. We'll see if a pitching change is in order, if they're just going over how they want to align everything. They're bringing in a fifth infielder, are the Growlers. That is the right fielder, Jeremy Comer. I should say that's Miles Beal. They want to have 5 infielders in for this situation. We'll see where they position Beal on the infield. They're going to put him right on the left side. Makes sense. Buchanan, a right-handed bat. Knowing that a fly ball to any point in the outfield would end the ball game, they want to try and keep it on the ground. They are going to put Beal right by the shortstop, Delgado, on the left side. Infield playing in even, see Parada, the first baseman, shading in more. If you can, it potentially puts down a squeeze bunt. Can Walker Buchanan keep the crowd here happy? Because that's right, we're not going anywhere in between games. Game two, about 30 minutes after the finale here. Right in, righty battle. First pitch from Tolber to Buchanan. Off speed, missing outside for ball one. Raptors looking for their 8th hit of the ball game. That would end it. The 1-0. Breaking ball, swung on and missed. Count evens. Pinch hitter in the on-deck circle for Wisconsin Rapids. If it gets up to the 7th spot, that is Kyler McIntosh. That would be in the spot of Tommy Gulbranson. The 1-1. Fastball missing up and away for ball 2. Arroyo on 3rd after the sack bunt of Orlando Lordoy. Raptors have trailed it multiple times in this game. They've hit out 4 long balls. The 2-1. Off speed, speared off the bat of Buchanan, trickling out a third of the way foul down the first baseline. It is now 2-2. Can the Growlers pitch their way out of this, or will there be a hero on the rafter side? 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out, Arroyo on 3rd. Extra innings here in Wisconsin Rapids. The 2-2 breaking ball is fouled away. Right down the first base side for Buchanan. What a game this has been. We're right around when game 2 should have started or was scheduled to at 6:35. It'll be a later night at the ballpark. The 2-2 breaking ball in on the hands, popped up on the infield. Brody Akers, the second baseman, right behind the mound, is there to make the catch. 2 away, and it'll be up to Kyler McIntosh. He's hitting in the spot of Gulbranson, as mentioned. Gulbranson was 0 for 3 in the ballgame, his first start as a Raptor. They're going to go to the opening day shortstop, Kyler McIntosh, the home opener at least. Joined the team day 2 of the season. Has a chance to be the hero this afternoon. First pitch, In on the hands, ripped to left center field. That is going to get down. Ball game over. Chris Arroyo scores. It is Kyler McIntosh off the bench, the first pitch he sees, and the Raptors come back to win it 7-6. An RBI single. And they're going to look to sweep the doubleheader here in just about 30 minutes. 7-6 the final score. 7 runs on 8 hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. 6 runs on 10 hits and no errors for Kalamazoo. We'll be back in just a few minutes for your official postgame show of Raptor Baseball right here on WFHR.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, I have been to Disney, and the first time I didn't even come close to sticking to my budget. How much Dole Whip can one mom eat? Turns out, quite a lot. Now, since then, as a Disney lover, I have found a few hacks, and today I'm going to share a little savings secret I recently stumbled across. It's a website called David's Vacation Club Rentals. So for more than 20 years, David's has helped Disney Vacation Club point owners rent their points to prospective Disney vacationers. Then vacationers like me or you can use those points to book rooms on Disney properties. It's a little more complicated than a regular reservation, but the discounts can be pretty steep, like half the cost. Check it out, David's Vacation Club Rentals. For more Disney discounts, check out the member benefit section at workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You've been listening to Raptor Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids. Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
The final score, 7-6 Raptors, a walk-off victory in Game 1 of this doubleheader on WFHR. Andy Ockham, your official postgame show, right back here on locally grown radio. Kyler McIntosh off the bench is your hero here this afternoon. Scoring got started in the top of the fifth in the seventh inning game. It was a duel from starters Bryson Moore and Andrew Juergens. Moore going 4 innings, allowing 3 hits and no runs, no walks on 5 strikeouts and 62 pitches. Juergens 4 1/3, 2 hits, 2 runs, both earned, walking 3 and striking out 2. It was a 1-run top of the fifth for Kalamazoo. The Raptors played at 3 in the home half, but a couple of homers. Gabe Casso, his first of the season, a 2-run jack to left center, made it 2-1. And then Aiden Teal, number 7 on the campaign, to right center field, made it 3-1 Raptors. Kalamazoo responded half an inning later, 3 runs in the top of the sixth. And then they put up 2 more in the seventh on a 2-run homer from Corbin Griffin, making it 6-3 Growlers. It was the bottom of the seventh, though. Down to the final 3 outs, and Wisconsin Rapids came back to tie it. Cashel Duggar off the bench, a 2-run homer to make it 6-5, and Aiden Teal did it again, his second multi-home run game of the season. No doubt blast to right to tie us at 6-all. Josh Novak slammed the door shut, kept it tight, not allowing a run in the top of the eighth, and Kyler McIntosh with 2 down and a runner on third, a base hit to left center field. Keeps the crowd happy in right here with Game 2 of the doubleheader just about 30 minutes away. As mentioned, the two starters, it was Aaron Robertson then for an inning and 2/3 out of the Kalamazoo stable, allowing 2 hits and earned run while not walking a growler and striking out 1 on 23 pitches. Donnie Tober getting the loss, allowing 4 earned runs out of the bullpen in those final 2 innings. J.C. Dermody followed up Bryson Moore today, allowing 4 earned runs on 6 hits, not walking a growler hitter, and striking out 1 on 47 tosses. Seth Greasy got the 7th and allowed those 2 earned runs off the homer, but the Raptors were able to get his back and tied up in the home half. Josh Novak, as I mentioned, a run or an inning pitched, no hits, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts. 2:29, the time of the game, a hot one here at Witter Field, 89 degrees and sunny, at the time of first pitch, and Wisconsin Rapids has a chance to sweep the doubleheader and win the season series against the Kalamazoo Growlers in just about 30 minutes. We'll be back on WFHR, and not too long from now, don't go anywhere. Keep your FM AM dials tuned in to 97.5 1320, or keep your Civic Media apps ready for Game 2 from historic Witter Field. Signing off for now, Andy Yakum. In Wisconsin Rapids, it's a 7-6 Rafter victory from Witter Field.
Local radio.
News, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
And this is, it's going to be, I will tell you that Philadelphia had the honor that this city that I'm talking about had, but it is not Philadelphia. In fact, Philadelphia came after this city. Philadelphia came after this city. I know, you're like, what in the world is he talking about?
All this Pennsylvania trivia, Tim.
I know. Well, you know, I've thought about
that.
Good,
I'm like, good. Okay. Well, I mean, you were a social studies teacher in Pennsylvania.
I know.
I love this. Yeah. It's local. Loyalty and soil. Guilty.
And this is one of those ones that does relate to where I was a teacher in Pennsylvania. So there's another hint if anybody wants to look.
We're all off. We're all off. So it's still out there for the taking. I mean, I'll let it rip now. I went really confidently and early with Boston and Massachusetts colony.
Mm-hmm. And that makes sense, right? When you say most important city in the colonies at that time, right? Somebody's like, oh, somewhere, it's got to be somewhere in Virginia. It's got to be somewhere in Massachusetts.
My gut instinct is Jamestown, Virginia, but I couldn't give you a solid reason why.
Well, because Jamestown is the first settlement, successful settlement of the 13 original colonies.
I guess that's why.
Yeah, 1607, the Jamestown settlement is established, and from there, now it collapses and then moves inward to Williamsburg, Virginia, which then keeps that movement. But is the without that first Jamestown? Yeah, Jamestown, that's the first successful colony of the English in the New World, and I got to make those statements too, like that of the English in what they called the New World at that time, because there were other colonies and other things beforehand. Because I can hear somebody going, but Columbus was there in 1492 and you just said 1607. Okay. The first permanent English settlement in what they called the New World at the time. And again, even the New World is a misnomer. I don't know. And Jess, though, for the Wisconsin Public Education Network listener that's out there, you have a suggestion to see about a little rebranding, maybe?
Yeah. Let's just make it WisPen.
WisPen.
Yeah. Flows off the tongue easier. Sounds nice. WisPen.
Instead of saying WPEN, Wisconsin Pen. WisPen.
We can just call it WisPen. I mean, that still means the same thing, Wisconsin Public Education Network. I love it. WisPen. And also to connect the dots for a listener, this is we have the honor of having a WisPen guest monthly.
Yes, we do.
And they're always accompanied by the brilliant Heather Dubois-Bornain. We love having Heather on the show. And we actually, Tim, you and I got to be live with Heather before Madison. Yeah. So, you know, WisPen's a regular with us. So
they are.
You nudge that along. And the WPEN can be WisPen henceforth, declaring it on a Friday here.
Uh-oh. L.A. Tom.
WisPen.
L.A. Tom threw out a little stab. I don't know if I'm going to put it out there right now just yet. We can look at this one, though. He's a little bit cautious on that. L.A. Tom, I'll reveal that. But again, most important city, the city was in the what would become the state of Pennsylvania. We're talking about that. The answer is not Philadelphia. However, Philadelphia would go on to get this title. So what city had this title? And I say most important, that should be lots of great hints going out there. The number is 855-752-4842. You can give us a call. I tell you what, anybody calls, you still have an opportunity to get the answer right. Yeah, more when we get back.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hey, baseball fans.
Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. She loves to dance.
I love that. That's what we do. I think we do that all the time. Any way you want it. Yeah. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Like, that doesn't sound like Journey. It's not Journey, it's Rise Against. However, Journey did do it first. Steve Perry was the singer. Tim Mickleworth now singing there. Yes. All right. The question was, Tim's trivia, the most important city in colonial America at the time, got it down into the state of Pennsylvania, the colony of Pennsylvania. Philadelphia was not the answer. Tom from New Berlin loved this. Try to use my knowledge and not the internet. So thank you, teachers. Tom from New Berlin thanking teachers out there. All right. The answer is...
Bum-ba-da-bum.
A little town called York, Pennsylvania. York, Pennsylvania was the capital of the United States for 9 months, from September 30th. 1777 to June 27th, 1778. Therefore, York is given the distinction as the first capital city of the United States of America. It went on to then be Philadelphia. And then, as you know, it didn't stay Philadelphia, moved out into what is not what we call Washington, D.C. But the first. And I didn't grow up in York, but that's where I taught. My second teaching career, teaching fifth grade, was in York, Pennsylvania. And it was something they were very proud of, that York, the city of York, was considered the first capital of America. So there you go.
All right.
Learned still, I learned.
I'm still slightly skeptical on how first capital means most important, but I see the connection. I see an argument to be made for, you know, for.
Well,
for
you know why I did that, though? Well,
Jameson.
You know why I did that, though, is because what Tom from New Berlin said, though, because if I had said name the first capital of the United States, sure. That's just too easy of a Google search to get that, you know. Yeah, so
I like it. We'll give it to you. It's Tim's trivia. It's called Tim's trivia for a reason. And you get to run the show. It's good. We'll accept it. It's a good one. So no winner today, but at least we got the answer. That's twice
we're
now.
We're all winners because we all learned.
That's twice now. We didn't have someone get it, I think, right?
Well, yeah. Here's a bonus question. What famous candy came out of York, Pennsylvania?
Well, we know that's peppermint patties.
Yo, nice.
Oh, nailed it. Slam dunk. Hey, I got a question for you, though. You know, as we're thinking about this, and it's Friday. Shouldn't we get into one of our Friday stalwarts, our regular events every Friday? I'll take that as a yes. That's the noise I was looking for, because every Friday we bring in 20 lessons from the 20th century, right? Built from Timothy Snyder's work, really helping us navigate the rise of authoritarian governments, not only here in the U.S., but around the world. One of those lessons And I think it's applicable for this week. I think it's applicable all the time. That's why these are great lessons, but especially for this week. And remember, last week's was do not obey in advance, which we love an example of, you know, all the teachers and folks out there who are saying, you know what, whatever you impose, we're just really not going to do, because we actually were trained to be strong teachers. And we were taught how to teach children how to read and how to get our information from research and apply it in our classrooms. And we're going to do that anyways, regardless of what you tell us. But the fifth lesson that Timothy Snyder shares is 20 lessons from the 20th century to remember professional ethics. This is different than when someone says, hey, use your manners. This is remember professional ethics. We talked about truth. We talked about the importance of fact checking. We talked about governments should not lie, nor should the citizens. But remembering professional ethics, whenever a political leader or somebody in the public spotlight sets a negative example, it's our opportunity to hold professional commitments to just practice and to be above that, to be more, to make sure that we hold a standard that it becomes important, right, to hold ethics. Ethics exist beyond the law, beyond lawyers, right? We don't need the government to ensure those ethics. We, the people, and those members of the government ought to be remembering and applying professional ethics, right? One of the things to remember, lessons from the 20th century, is authoritarian governments historically and contemporarily now, right now, around the world, right, they rely on obedient civil servants. They rely on people interested in cheap labor. They rely on real low speaking of one another and the devaluing of one another and the conflict and the chaos of that. So remember professional ethics. You know, we can muck it up and we can joke about, like, hey, something's weird, or hey, you know, somebody's, you know, despicable or deplorable, or, you know, I propose the adjective malfeasant, right? But also, we got to remember our professional ethics. Doesn't necessarily mean it's always got to be the high ground, but we definitely want to set that standard around truth, right? Around humanity, and around maybe sharing a beer with an operatory company like Jess and Tim got to do with our guy Aaron and the other good folks in Madison and at Civic Media, right? So Monaco Brewing Company, we're proud that they are a sponsor of Busted Pencils. Check them out at monacobrewingcompany.com to see where you can get their progressive beer.
Nice.
Tim, Jess, what a week. You two did some awesome on-the-ground work. Loved listening. For listeners who didn't get a chance, download, right, the podcast from this week. Give it a listen. It was awesome stuff. Looking forward to chopping it up with you next week.
Yeah, we are, and tell you, you know, that week too. And just a reminder, yeah, the new Madison superintendent we interviewed. We had a guest from Madison Teachers Incorporated, Bert Zipper. Just great. And Jess, can't wait till we get some of the spot interviews that we're able to get for all of those people that were at the Wisconsin Public Education
Early
Network.
Next week, we'll have it.
Early next week. It's York, Pennsylvania was the first capital of America before Philadelphia, and then to Washington, D.C. That's so much there. And I tell you what, guess what? Monday, just a little anticipation. What would Matt Damon's mom say?
Oh, love it.
Yes, it is. Dr. Nancy Carlson Page will be back in the house.
It's already
everybody
be
else.
The first Monday of a month.
I know.
Oh,
it's the first Monday of the month. Everybody, though, before we get to that Monday, have a great weekend. Check you later.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll be looking back at the weekend highlights from the Paris Olympic Games and talking about the new Democratic presidential ticket.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? Aww. What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.